I'm going to have a boat with a Caterpillar marine engine. So I don't need that.
There you go.
That's how I'm getting off the island. That's right.
Okay. I don't think that we can sell a boat, but you can have just the engine that goes inside the boat if that's what you really want.
Hey, I used to watch Gilligan's Island. I could build something out of a Caterpillar boat.
You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Welcome back for another episode of CORE, the podcast by and for the Holt family of companies. I'm your host, Peyton Pichol, the Ag Marketing Specialist here at Holt. This is episode 2, our fleet draft of CORE. Today is June 28th, 2023. And today I am joined by three absolute rock stars that are representing our three companies. Mike Davis is representing Holt Ag Solutions, Jason Meller is representing SciTech West, and Steve Anderson is representing Holt of California. At this point, I feel like we need like a wrestling ringside announcer here for these introductions, but unfortunately, I will have to do. So Mike, can you kick us off by introducing yourself and what you do?
All right, Mike Davis, parts department out of the Yuba City store. I've been with the company for about 10 years. The first 8 was in Woodland, and then the past 2 in Yuba City.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Jason is up next. Take it away.
Jason Meller, SciTech West. My position is a sales administrator. I've been with the company for just a little over 5 years at this point.
Fun. All right, Steve, let's hear it.
I am Steve Anderson, and I guess I'm the old guy of the group because I've been with Holt in California for 23 years come August. All the time in the parts department, working my way through the ranks, a couple different stores, and currently at the counter here in Pleasant Grove, California, Earth Moving Division.
So if you did not catch our last episode, here is the why for us starting an internal podcast. This podcast is going to give us the opportunity to learn a little bit more about the diversity within our industry, the company, and our roles while delivering regular updates and answering the questions that you have. To package it up, we're going to provide you with some impactful information that will not only help you in your career at Holt, but also just as a human being in general. So our podcast is structured around our core values. So here are all of our core values. Again, we've got 7 of them to remind you: superior customer satisfaction and superior product knowledge and continuous improvement with teamwork and appropriate risk and loyalty, honesty and integrity and safety and profitability. Our core values are very unique to our company. Unlike other companies that are like a straight numbered list, ours belong together, as in one can't happen without the other, hence all the ands in between our core values. This episode focuses on superior product knowledge, our second core value for our second episode. Product knowledge extends far beyond knowing what CAT machines are available. It's choosing the right equipment for customers' application, helping them maintain equipment, providing advice on using the equipment for their application, and referring customers to other divisions for their needs. Our guests today exemplify all of the pieces of the superior product knowledge puzzle and are here today representing their companies in the ultimate fantasy fleet draft. Woo, and the crowd goes wild. All right, so what is our ultimate fantasy fleet draft, you may ask? Between the three companies, we offer loads of products and services. We tasked our competitors with drafting the perfect 5-machine fleet to survive on a deserted island. Each competitor has a product lineup ready to be drafted, but nobody can have the same model or series of machine. So for example, if Mike drafted like a CAT skid steer loader, nobody else can draft a CAT skid steer loader, but they can draft a CTL. Each competitor has a list of more than 5 machines in case one of their machines is drafted by another. Competitors are going to rotate drafting machines and providing reasons on why that machine is essential to surviving on the deserted island. Then you will all have the chance to vote on the best fleet, and the winner will be announced in our next full-length episode coming out at the end of September. All right, so here are the rules that I gave to each of the competitors before they came on the show. Rule number 1, your fleet must have at least 1 product from each company. Rule number 2, fleet must include at least 1 machine under 100 horsepower and 1 machine over 100 horsepower. You can have only 1 attachment, For example, you can't have a CTL with a loader and forks. You could only have a loader or forks. Products are limited to physical items or technological upgrades for equipment, so your product can't be something like a warranty. Products are not limited to items sold, but can be items we possess. For example, you could draft a service truck. The fleet is built for the purpose of surviving on a deserted island, but you have no knowledge of the terrain of the island. We're just dropping you off there. Okay, so we are going to start the draft. I see that Jason is our rookie over here at 5 years into his Holt career, SciTech career. So Jason's going to go first. Up next is going to be Mike, and Steve is going to round us out as our senior member here.
Thank you, Peyton.
Perfect. Okay, so with that, let's start the draft. All right, Jason, let's hear that first pick.
Okay, so for me, it's going to be the next gen D6 XE, just because I think somebody else is going to try to grab that.
That's a pretty good reason. Okay, so tell me why on the island that's going to be the most suitable.
Well, I need a machine that's capable to develop the island. And I think the D6E, you know, has the power and the horsepower. It has the white track in order to do that on a deserted island. I think it would be a perfect fit for developing that island.
Okay, Mike, let's hear it. What's your first pick?
A Kubota M6 tractor loader backhoe.
That sounds very universal. Okay, so tell me a little bit more about this piece of equipment.
Small, compact, so like it'd be good for like a homestead.
Yeah, it is. So if you've got like a jungly terrain and stuff, that's going to be a pretty good machine to weave in between the trees. Steve, hit me with it. What is your number one draft pick?
Well, so I was under the impression we're just trying to survive to get off this island, but then I was told we're building civilization. So originally my first pick was going to be a light tower out of our rental yard because I could use a spotlight to get rescued. But
I love that idea.
Not being rescued, and I'm going to build civilization.
You don't know. There could be a plane flying over. We have no idea where we are in the world on this island.
I'm going to change it up anyway.
430 backhoe. Okay, so tell me a little bit more. Why did you choose that?
It's universal. It's got enough power to do what I need to do, whether it be dig a hole, push some brush, bury a body.
Important things.
Bury treasure on the deserted island.
That's a good pick. Okay, our first items have been drafted. We're going to kick it back over to Jason for our draft number two.
Okay, let's see here. Steve actually kind of took my second on the list, but I'm going to go with the Cat 150 motor grader.
Motor grader.
Yeah.
A big boy.
A big boy.
On a
very quick, fast scale. I need something to build roads. I need something to help me build the bed pads. I think the machine's more than capable of doing that.
I see. What do you envision for this civilization?
I'm a resort city on an island.
Oh, okay. I like it. From what you're describing, I was like, maybe he's got like this cute little Meller suburb community coming soon.
an exclusive island retreat.
Count me in. Okay. Mike, what is your number two pick?
It's a 313 Caterpillar excavator.
All right. Why are we choosing an excavator?
Well, it's a little bigger. So I'd probably move some trees and other stuff. It's got a scraper so I can do some leveling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And that one's got a cab.
Got AC.
It's got AC. AC is going to be very, very important on this deserted island. All right, Steve, what is your number two pick?
Well, I'm going to go along the same lines as Jason did with a dozer, but I'm going to dial it down with a small little D3. Depending on the size of the island, I'm going to need something probably a little smaller. Be great for clearing brush or even cutting the road through the jungle or whatever habitat it might be. And it's pretty capable and maneuverable.
So if the D6 was still on the table, would you draft that? Or do you think that the pros to the D3 and the compact maneuverability outweighs it?
It's a good question. And my answer would have to depend on how big of an island. Bigger okay. the island, I'm going to probably go with a bigger machine.
Okay.
But I'm going to stick with my D3. I think I can get a lot done with that.
I like it. Well, congratulations, Jason, for drafting the D6 first. That was a good choice, it sounds like. Going back to Jason, what is your number three pick?
Well, my number three pick is actually going to be a product from SiteTech. It's going to be GPS grade control that I'm going to be able to have the ability to move between both my dozer and my motor grader. So, for example, if we're building pads, you know, we obviously want those building pads to be nice and flat. So GPS gives me the ability to set my blade down on any given surface and assign an elevation to and grade to that elevation. So from an operator's perspective, I'm going to get cut fill values, knowing where I'm high and where I'm low, where I need to cut, where I need to fill the material. It also gives me the boundary on each of my, for instance, building pads, you know, just along with, you know, where my roads are, where my drainage is going to go, all that, you know, you can utilize the GPS for it.
So the number three position on the list is a pretty strong position for this system.
Definitely. Yeah. For any, you know, to me, any of the machines for productivity, you know, having the technology on the machines now is vital. You know, you see more and more today. It's, you know, I remember 10, 15 years ago when I started this industry, it was kind of relatively new and you didn't see a whole lot of traction with it. Now you find it hard to come by a job site today that's not utilizing technology.
Okay, so why is it important to increase productivity on this deserted island right now in order to build back civilization and just to survive in general?
I would say I'd want to build it up. I think if I didn't build it up, you wouldn't have people. You'd get awfully lonely on a deserted island by yourself. So the faster you build it up, the more people are going to come to your island. I think it's...
So your method is to not go insane. You're going to build a city to bring people.
That's correct. A resort.
I like it.
A resort island.
I love it. All right, Mike, what is your number three pick?
Going to be a Kubota RTV Sidekick. So if I need to do some exploring, you know, I could get around. It's like a car. It was, 40-something miles an hour. Got a good suspension, four-wheel drive. It's got a cargo bed. It could hold 1,000 pounds, and then it could tow 2,000 pounds.
Is that the diesel or the gas?
That one's gasoline.
So now you're going to have two different fuel sources on your island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll drill for it.
There you go.
Where'd you get the drill attachment?
working on it. That's a long
coconuts.
All right, Steve, your number three pick.
So Mike and I must have been along the same thought lines because I did have an RTV on my list, but since he took it, I'm going to go with a Polaris Razor. And if anything, I'll have a lot of fun. But it will get me around the island pretty quick.
If our Kubota was still on the table, would you draft the Kubota or would you still go with the Polaris?
The Kubotas I was looking at were probably like an 1140, which I think is it's got the front and back seat with the cargo bed. You can have some passengers. So, and I was going to go with the diesel one. So because of the fuel source, I wanted to be able to keep my fuel the same. Didn't want to have to drill. The fun outweighs.
Okay. So you're on the same path as Jason with keeping yourself sane while you're on this island.
Yeah. Cause I haven't decided if I want to build the island or if I just want to get off the island.
Okay. You're still exploring.
Yeah. And the Razor is going to help me do that.
That's perfect. You're like a commercial right for the Polaris Razor. All right, here is your reminder on everybody's draft picks. Okay, Mike, will you hit me with your top three picks?
RTV Sidekick, number three. A 313 Excavator, number two. And an M62 Kubota, number one.
Awesome. Jason, what are your top three picks?
So I got the Next Gen D6. I got the Cat 150 Motor Grader. Cat GPS kit.
Steve, and what are your top three right now?
So I went with number one being my 430 backhoe. Number two was the D3 dozer. And then number two was D3. And then number three was the Polaris Razor.
Perfect. All right. So we're going to take a quick pause in our draft right now. Part of our show, we're going to do a quick quiz on any topic related to Holt. So this episode is around the theme of fleet knowledge. So what you're going to do is text in your answer to 916-906-3109 along with your name to be entered to win a prize. So here is your question, everybody. So the question is, what are the top five brands of forklifts sold by our material handling division? Again, that question is, what are the top five brands of forklifts sold by our material handling division? They do not need to be in order. I just need to know the top five brands. Remember to submit your answers via text, and we are going to jump right back into the draft. And we're going to head back over to Jason to hear what his number four pick is.
So I don't think anybody's picked this one yet. It's compact track loader, CTL. Actually, I don't think either one's been grabbed up or yeah. So I'm actually going to choose the 299 XE.
Is that a track model?
Yeah, it's a compact track loader, skid steer. And 299 is the largest one that they make. That's actually the reason I chose the 299 EXE. It's actually got as much horsepower as a D1 dozer. So it's a compact machine. I figure it's a machine I can use to cut trails, bike paths, pathways throughout the island just to navigate around. I think it's well suited because, I mean, particularly in hard to reach areas, you know, if you're cutting a bike trail that's, you know, or walking pathway that's 48 or, you know, 6 foot wide and 60 inches wide, you know, to cut a 60 inch wide trail with a D6 dozer is going to be kind of rough. So having the 299, I think it's going to give me the ability to cut those trails a lot faster, more efficiently, mm-hmm. To get them done without moving unnecessarily more material than what I need to.
Yes, you're trying to preserve the landscape for your resort.
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what people are coming to see.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, Mike, what is your number four pick?
So for number four on the excavator, it's Earthworks system from SiteTech. I believe it will help me level some ground so I could build a nice homestead and maybe some roads.
Jason, can you tell me why you think it's going to work well with his machines?
The Earthworks platform in general, I think, is going to be able to take that machine to the next level. It gives him basically more functionality with the machines. Once again, to be more efficient, having a great control system on it is going to give him the ability to better calculate, you know, the production, how much he can get done. It's going to save him a lot of time. You know, if you've ever tried leveling a pad with no technology on a machine, I've been in and out of these machines for 15 years and I couldn't level, you know, worth nothing until I put technology on it. So it's really hard to, you know, level a surface if you don't have technology on the machines. A lot of the old school guys that have been around for a long time that have a lot of seat time, they can obviously do a lot better, you know. But, you know, for any operator now to jump into a seat, and if you were to send him out there and say, hey, go level this pad for me, it's a really tough task to do if you don't have the technology.
Steve, what is your number four pick?
If I had a bigger fleet, I would probably choose the machine monitoring. But I've only got a razor and two machines. Okay, so skid steer is on my list. There are a few different models of skid steer. I was probably going to go with like a 259 or a 279, kind of a mid-range, something that's capable of clearing paths, trails, whatever.
I like it. What's on the front end of your skid steer?
Just the loader bucket.
The bucket? Okay.
Yeah. Because I can use that to clear and to haul,
mm-hmm.
if I need to.
Okay, now Jason's got the CTL. He's got the tracks. What if this is a sandy terrain? Is your skid steer going to be able to perform?
Well, heck yeah, it's Caterpillar.
That's why I got the razor. I think so. I mean, it's not going to move as smooth over the sand as the tracked. I honestly, track machine was my first choice, but he grabbed it for the same reasons, because I didn't know what the terrain was going to be and if it was sand or whatever, or if I'm in a territory where I don't want to impact the ground, the track would be the best choice. Skid steer is going to tear up ground when you're turning and so on. If it does get buried, I can always pull it out with my backhoe or my dozer. I ain't getting the razor stuck. Maybe flipped.
Okay, they come with seat belts, folks. Okay, we are moving on to our draft pick number 5. Jason, what is your number 5 pick?
Okay, my number 5 pick was going to be the excavator, but I think Mike's already got the excavator. So I'm actually going to choose a service truck to maintain my fleet, keep it performing and running.
Well, that works because they've both got their utility vehicles, and your service truck can serve as your utility vehicle as well. You may not have as much fun.
But I'll have fun if I can keep my machine running.
That is true. Okay, so what is an essential tool or item that's going to be found in the service truck that you think is just completely necessary to have?
To be able to make hydraulic hoses, I think, would be a huge one. You know, it seems to be that, you know, being around machines and stuff, I've always had hydraulic hoses break, but especially on least time that you expect it, just mm-hmm. to have the ability to go out there, put a new hose, make a new hose to replace the damaged one. I think tires, change out tire if need be, having a service truck. The fuel, some of those service trucks have the fuels on them too. So being able to refuel some of the machines without having to, you know, take them to a designated spot.
Perfect. So that rounds out your fleet. Okay, Mike, what is your last draft pick?
Well, I think I messed up. I didn't get a tractor to pull it, but I want to get a Lampride tandem disc so I could try to work some ground and plant something.
But what if it's all sand?
Well, it's sand and it's sand, but if it's not, I have it.
There you go. So that is the first attachment. I might
be able to rig it up to something and make it work. Oh. And it's also compact too, so I don't need a big tractor to pull it. So.
Is there something that you could rig up with one of your current machines to be able to pull it?
Well, that Kubota M6 tractor, if you take the backhoe off, should be able to attach.
Do you think that you'll be able to do it without
a hitch to attach? So we'll have to figure it out.
Maybe somebody threw one in when they dropped off the Kubota on accident.
Yeah.
We can hope. Or maybe you'll call Jason and he'll come out with his service truck.
Your Kubota had a winch on it, didn't it? Your RTV?
Yeah, it's got a winch.
Wait, if we're all on the same island, we can barter with each other, right?
Or that too, yeah.
Now we're talking.
Well, then I really don't need any SciTech products. You have them all. That's right. And they're compatible with my machine. So
there we go.
All right, Steve, we're coming back around to you for that big SciTech pick.
Yeah, because that's the only piece of the puzzle I don't have. Machine control systems. Jason, can you tell me a little more about that?
Yes, Jason, tell us why Steve wants that as part of his fleet.
Because he knows we have it. So machine control, Steve, just kind of opens up the entire umbrella of machine control systems. Primarily, once a machine is set up to handle the technology, and whether it be an excavator, it simply just means the wiring harnesses, the hydraulics, it's all basically ties into the ECM on the machine. So, you know, you could have that on, let's see, I think, what machines did you say you had picked
up? My D3.
So your D3 is a good choice. Put some great technology on that D3. You know, would be a good choice. You could most probably see the earthwork system's already been taken. I got the cab kit, so you could put a 2D system on that.
That's what I was thinking, the 2D system.
That way you can do your leveling, you know, on your pads, or if an entry-level 2D system, we'll put a D3. Perfect.
That's my fifth choice, Peyton.
That is a great choice.
Nice choice, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. You're welcome.
Okay, so that rounds out everybody's fleets. So we're going to go back through and you're going to tell us in order 1 through 5 what you have drafted for us today and what you plan to accomplish with this fleet. So Jason, we're going to start with you.
I believe my first choice was the D6 Next Gen XE. Because I think that piece of machinery actually has more technology on it than most. And I think that's going to enable me to do my bulk of my excavating on this island. My goal would be to make this a resort island, occupy my time and develop this island and make it a resort destination for people to come to. So I think having that dozer is going to enable me to clear the land, develop, you know, rough grade out the roads, the pads, buildings, the resort, you know, the clubhouse, the pond, the pools, what have you. Secondly, on my pick, I had the Cat 150 motor grader. So that would be allow me to do a lot of my finish grading on the roads, on the particularly the pads, maybe an island, a road around the island. Maybe we're even put in an airport. You know, we're going to have to create runway strips and stuff like that. So that blade would be a good choice for that along match with my D6. So it wouldn't take me long to put an airport together, put some roads around there, cut some pads in there. Build some really nice, you know, bamboo huts and get some water from one of the streams and get my pools in place. Okay, thirdly, I had the GPS. The GPS is basically an add-on for my machines. It's going to enable me to develop those particular areas where I'm building the roads, how wide they're going to be, how long. It's going to also allow me to navigate around obstacles. If I got rocky areas that, you know, I can plot out, I can see that I don't want to build my road in those areas. So I can plot my road ahead of time so I know where it's going to be. In addition to that, I've got the GPS, so I'm not moving more dirt than necessary. And it enables me to level my pads, level my roads, basically put my V ditches in for my drainage. So that's where my GPS is going to come into play. And then I can move them on all three machines. My next one on the list was the CTL, the 299. So that's going to enable me to do some of the smaller excavating jobs as far as cutting trails, maybe put some bike trails in around the island, some walkways, pathways. Also, it's going to enable me to utilize it in areas that are kind of restricted areas where I don't have room to get the bigger machines into. So, and then lastly on my list was my service truck. My service truck's basically going to enable me to keep that fleet running at its optimum at all times. If I break down, I've got means to fix those machines and keep them up and going.
That was a perfect pitch. Perfect. Great work, Jason. Awesome. I'm very happy with your fleet.
Would you like to buy a lot on my island?
Definitely a salesman.
We'll think about a timeshare.
A timeshare.
All right, Mike, and remind us your top 5, you're in your ultimate fantasy fleet.
So for number 1, it's the Kubota M62 loader backhoe. It's a small, compact, good for homestead, doing chores around the home. It's a 313 Caterpillar excavator, which is better for moving, you know, clearing more ground around your property or making some roads. And then number 3 is RGB Sidekick. So I could drive on those roads I made and do some exploring.
That's important on your island.
And then number 4 was the Earthworks. Yeah, for my excavator, help me level out some ground and be more efficient. And then number 5 was a tandem disc from Land Pride that I got to figure out how to use.
Wonder if you could take your backhoe off and attach it to this.
Yeah, but then you have to have the 3-point hitch. Which,
oh, yeah.
It's probably there. It's in the toolbox.
Coconuts.
Yeah. Coconuts work too.
Okay. My number 1 was the 430 backhoe. My number 2 was the D3 dozer. My number 3 was the razor. Number 4, I believe I picked the skid steer. And then the number 5 was the 2D SciTech system.
Perfect. Okay, Steve, what are you trying to accomplish with this fleet?
Well, I still haven't decided if I want to be rescued or if I want to build a few houses for friends and family yet. But I figure I've got the right fleet to do either. You know, I can scout out where I need to scout. I can build pads. I can clear brush or jungle or trees or move what I need to, make some trails, and then have a little fun afterwards on the razor.
How do you plan to be rescued with this fleet?
I can dig a big SOS sign or make SOS signs with the trees or whatever. Again, not knowing the terrain yet, it's hard to say what I would do to be rescued, but I'm pretty ingenuitive. I think I could figure a way out with that machinery.
Great.
Anybody's more than welcome to visit me on the island.
Wonderful. All right. So that rounds out our fleet draft. Remember, everyone, this is a competition. So what we're going to do is we're going to have everyone's top five picks listed on our podcast website. And you're going to have to go in and vote on the podcast website for your very favorite fleet. And then our fleet winner is going to be winning a special prize. And the winner will be announced in the next full-length episode. So again, that's going to be coming out the end of September. So you're going to tune into that episode to hear the winner of our fleet draft.
The winner gets dropped off on the deserted island with the machines.
We'll see who actually survives. Okay. Tune in next time to the How Much Do They Really Know show, where our execs will be quizzed by their own employees to find out how much they really know about the company and their individual roles. Keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to Core. We'll see you next time.